The American Republic, Chapter 3, Section 2, New England Colonies. The young man looked around at the other passengers aboard the Mayflower. He and the other passengers sailed to the New World not knowing what they would find. They had muskets but knew little about shooting. They planned to fish but knew nothing about fishing. They had hoped to settle in Virginia but instead landed in New England without enough supplies to last the winter. The only thing these people had plenty of was courage. They would need it. Religious freedom. Unlike the Jamestown settlers, the next wave of colonists would arrive in search of religious freedom. England had been a Protestant country since 1534, when King Henry VIII broke away from the Roman Catholic Church and formed the Anglican Church. Not everyone in England was happy with the new church, however. Many people dissented. They disagreed with the beliefs or practices of the Anglicans. English Catholics, for example, still considered the Pope the head of the church, and they were often persecuted or treated harshly for that reason. At the same time, some Protestants wanted to change or reform the Anglican Church, while others wanted to break away from it altogether. The Protestants who wanted to reform the Anglican Church were called Puritans. Those who wanted to leave and set up their own churches were known as Separatists. The Separatists were persecuted in England, and some fled to the Netherlands. Though they found religious freedom there, the Separatists had difficulty finding work. They also worried that their children were losing their religious values and their English way of life. The Pilgrim's Journey. Some Separatists in the Netherlands made an arrangement with the Virginia Company. The Separatists could settle in Virginia and practice their religion freely. In return, they would give the company a share of any profits they made. The Separatists considered themselves pilgrims because their journey had a religious purpose. Only 35 of the 102 passengers who boarded the Mayflower in September 1620 were pilgrims. The others were called strangers. They were common people, servants, craftspeople, and poor farmers who hoped to find a better life in America. Because pilgrim beliefs shaped life in the Plymouth colony, however, all the early settlers are usually called pilgrims. The Mayflower Compact. The Mayflower's passengers planned to settle in the Virginia colony. The first land they sighted was Cape Cod, well north of their target. Because it was November and winter was fast approaching, the colonists decided to drop anchor in Cape Cod Bay. They went ashore on a cold, bleak day in December at a place called Plymouth. William Bradford, their leader and historian, reported that all things stared upon them with a weather-beaten face. Plymouth was outside the territory of the Virginia Company and its laws. Before going ashore, the pilgrims drew up a formal document called the Mayflower Compact. The compact pledged their loyalty to England and declared their intention of forming a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation. The signers also promised to obey the laws passed for the general good of the colony. The Mayflower Compact was a necessary step in the development of representative government in America.